It's Ireland's most talked about podcast, the only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Jeremy and Katie.
You're very welcome along to another episode of Opinions Matter. I'm Jeremy, and in the other seat there is the lovely Katie.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Happy Wednesday.
We don't really specify the days.
Okay. All right, I'm sorry.
Oh, Katie never went to podcast school, or any school for that matter. Anyway, we have an interesting topic coming up for you in a second, which I'm going to give to you. And this topic literally came in hot off the press. It came in about an hour ago before we started recording this podcast. We had something else we were going to talk about. And then we got this message from a regular listener to this show who has a big issue and wants us to address it. And we thought, oh my God, this is unbelievable. So we will bring you Carl's story in a moment. I just want to let you know, by the way, that our podcast is recorded nearly every day in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. And if you were out this way in Portmarnock for a walk along the beautiful beach or whatever, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel and the Oasis Bar below, which always has, it's always lovely and warm and cozy, isn't it? The way Oasis
it is.
Bar.
Lovely
and
cozy
lovely spot, bit
yeah.
of grub they do as well.
Yeah.
So make sure you check out the Oasis Bar in the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock. Now, Carl has been on to us. We want to be very careful. Now, he wants us to name the shop. And he has named the shop several times. We cannot name the shop at the moment because we are waiting for confirmation on what exactly happened. But here's what Carl says. He says, can you highlight what happened to me 2 weeks ago in, and he names the shop and he names where it is. We'll just say it's in South County Dublin. And it's a convenience store, mini sort of supermarket thing in South County Dublin. He says, I've been doing security there for 12 months and I was called in by the security firm that supplies security to the shop and told that I had to be let go because of what happened 2 weeks ago. I live 5 minutes from the shop and I know everyone in the area. Last week, a mother who I know very well and she has three kids and is struggling, she never has a washer. I saw her taking a box of Weetabix and a carton of baby milk. I presume, is that baby powder? Is that what baby milk is?
Baby milk, I assume it's like the Aptamil.
Okay.
Or Cowngate stuff.
Okay, I saw her taking a box of Weetabix and a carton of baby milk. And I'll be honest, I turned my head the other way because I know she is struggling. It was probably worth less than 15 quid. Now you do the shopping, Weetabix and a carton of baby milk.
Yeah, you'd be looking around, around 13 euro.
Okay, so we're only talking 13 quid here.
12, 13 euro, I'd say.
I was seen on CCTV in the shop and that's why I got called in. I put it up on my Facebook page and everyone in the area is boycotting the shop now because of the way I was treated by them. I've never done this before, but what sort of prick would I be if I stopped her? She is struggling. Can you talk about this and name and shame these fuckers? He says Carl. Carl, we can't name the shop as much as we want to. And because you're considering going to the WRC, we have to be very careful in naming anything to do with this whatsoever. But we can debate it, however. What do you think of what happened to Carl?
Oh, look, he was hired to do a job and he didn't do it.
By the way, just so you all know, myself and Katie did not discuss before we came on what our opinions were going to be.
Actually.
Because we prefer to
Let it unfold naturally.
Yeah.
He wasn't doing the job he's supposed to. So from an employer's point of view, I totally get it. I would have done the same though, I have to be honest. I'd have turned a blind eye.
Really?
Yeah. I didn't know way. Would I?
No. I am... So you would turn a blind eye?
Yeah.
No way, really?
Yeah. Are you surprised by that?
I am, because I don't believe...
Most decent humans would.
No, well, I'm a decent human and I don't think there's any excuse for shoplifting food. Obviously, it was for the baby. It was Weetabix and baby milk.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no excuse for kids to go hungry nowadays. There's no excuse. No, there's not. Don't say there is.
No, but nobody knows her situation. Do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know her situation. It's easy to comment, you know, when you have, I've got two jobs. You've got what, three or four jobs?
Okay, so yes, I would agree with you. I don't know what it's like to be on the breadline. No, I don't know what it's like.
So neither do I. So you cannot judge a woman. Like if she was going in picking up wine and, you know, luxury items, I'd say, yeah, totally 100% fair. He deserved to lose his job and she deserved to be picked up by the guards for shoplifting. But
there's no excuse for shoplifting for your child.
But who says who?
Says me. Because there's plenty. Has she ever heard of, and I don't want to come across as hard as here, has she ever heard of St. Vincent de Paul?
Yeah, but I assume she's probably exhausted those avenues if she's resorting to shoplifting, I'd imagine.
Okay, now it is only what, between 13 and 15 euro, mm-hmm. the amount that she's yeah. that she shoplifted. So it's not a huge amount, yeah? But why?
Okay, so I think, right, so no, I obviously the shop were right to sack him because he was hired
really?
To do a job. Yeah, well, he was hired to do a job and he didn't do the job.
13 quid.
So, I mean, I'm hired, my job, I'm hired to produce a radio show. If tomorrow the fader goes up and there's nobody on the air, that's my job gone because I am not doing my job. It's the exact same thing. But in terms of the human side of things, I would have done the exact same thing. I'd have turned a blind eye and I'd have said nothing.
So you think things
let
are
her
so,
go.
You think things are so bad in this country that mothers have to shoplift babies?
I think we don't know the half of how bad it is. I think we're probably very lucky that we don't know.
Okay, she has three kids, so she would be getting social welfare for the kids.
Yeah.
She'd also be getting children's allowance. A box of Weetabix, by the way, is, I don't know, 150 or something like that. Are you telling me a mother can't afford a box of Weetabix for 150?
Who knows? Who knows? You don't know this woman's situation.
But we
you
do.
Don't know. She could be living in a refuge with her kids. You don't know.
No,
we're
Carla,
very lucky that
what
we Carla don't.
What Carla's saying is she's from the area. I know her very well in the area. She is struggling and she never has a washer. Now, how is that the case? How can someone not have a washer?
I honestly don't know. I don't know because, yes, there's child benefit. There's social welfare. But regardless, okay, let's look at the fact here. The fact is that she was stealing some baby milk. I mean, it's not like it was for her to go home and enjoy. It was for her baby. And no mother ever has a kid thinking, oh, you know what? I want to shoplift the food
she
for this
gone
kid.
She should have gone to the same place as the ball.
She might have. You don't know that.
Okay, 085-825-2626. That is Carl's story. We want to hear from you. Here's Eddie.
Okay, if you're live at 1:30, I'll come on. Because there's some people in the comments doing me fucking head in with their, oh, what about the poor lady? No. You're not judge, jury and executioner. Your sympathy goes with your employer. He's the one paying your wage. Fuck her. Yeah, well, come on.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon.
Now, you heard from Eddie there just before the break, and Eddie was saying, no, I wouldn't say it in as colourful a language. I do believe that there are other things you can do before going to a shop to shoplift. I think
Darren says there she's probably a smoker or a drinker. Now, I agree. If she's smoking and drinking, inexcusable. Do you know what I mean? If she can afford to buy herself cigarettes and alcohol, yeah, then there's a problem. But I'm going to assume, for the purpose of this conversation, because I haven't been told otherwise, that this woman is not smoking or drinking, that she's genuinely living hand to mouth and she's struggling. I don't hope that's the case, but I'm for the. I'm
oh, no, we're all struggling. What do you mean she's struggling? I'm struggling.
You're struggling?
Yeah, I'm struggling. Are you not struggling? Things are very expensive at the moment.
I mean, I can provide for my kids comfortably. I'm lucky that I've never had to consider going in and swiping something to. Jeremy, we're not living in the same world as this woman, so it's very hard.
I've always said it's your job as a parent is to provide for your children. Let me go to Anthony.
That's what she's doing.
Well, yeah, by stealing. Anthony, what do you want to say on this?
I think, first of all, the security guard's point of view. I have two viewpoints here. Either one, he's seen a human being in need and thought, okay, look, it's the cost of whatever, 20, 30 quid, even at the top end, let her off. It's okay. Secondly, he's hired to do a job and he didn't do his job. He probably should have checked with his manager or the shop owner, whatever the case may be, if it was all right to give out the items first. As to why she is the lady in question, if she's having to shoplift to feed her kids, we live in one of the best countries in terms of welfare for people who do not have employment.
Absolutely. Ireland is a welfare state. It's a welfare state.
It's not the world. Well, we used to be. I wouldn't agree with that now. Like, we have the lowest unemployment levels we've ever had. And it used to be that case. It used to be very, very bad in this country for people who were living on social welfare. But social welfare is not designed for people to live comfortably. It is designed to keep someone sustained with the absolute bare essentials. A roof over your head, and that is provided through systems like HAP, and then some sort of wage in your pocket so you can buy groceries. It is not for people to have mobile phones or a holiday every year or to be driving around in a nice car or to have a Netflix subscription. It is there to keep you fed, to keep you sustained and keep your children sustained. And that's why we have children's allowance as well. So as to why someone feels the need to go and steal, they are obviously not doing what they're supposed to be doing with the money that they are receiving from the taxpayer, from the government.
So this woman, do you believe there was any excuse for her going into this convenience store and taking... Now, we're only talking about a box of Weetabix here and a baby formula powder or whatever. So it's not much.
No, it's not much. And I, and my heart goes out to anybody who's in that situation. But people need to also get real. That woman, presumably, and let's face it, let's be honest, let's speak the truth here. She probably has a mobile phone in her pocket. She probably has, like, she's probably living in an apartment or a house paid for by the state as well. Yep. Nobody should be getting themselves into that state.
Ah, look, Anthony, state. in an ideal world.
No, he's right, by the way. She probably does have a phone. Well, she would have
a phone.
Right,
okay, I understand that. But in an ideal world, you know, nobody would have to struggle to buy food for their kids. If she was, like I said, if she's buying alcohol, cigarettes.
But sorry, there's no such thing as real poverty in Ireland. There's no such thing.
Jeremy, seriously, guys,
you don't get to that situation one morning waking up and realising you don't have a pot to piss in.
Okay.
You get there. Now, hang on a second. You get there gradually. And it is down to you to realise what's going on. You wake up and smell the coffee and realise, hang on a second, I only have X amount of money to do Y. I need to watch myself. I need to be careful. I need to look after the absolute
100%. And in an ideal world, that is how people would look at it. But that's not the case. People get into things for different reasons. I mean, you hear stories of women prostituting themselves because they've no money and they have to feed their kids. The women sleeping with loads of men and they don't want it. It's not a perfect world, unfortunately. And I think
what I'm saying is we don't know real poverty in Ireland.
And that's not that.
Yeah, that is true. Because
you say that to people living in hotel rooms.
That's not real poverty.
I've been to
Jamaica where there's real poverty. I've been to Haiti where there's real poverty, where people are literally living under sheets.
Oh, I get what you mean. Yeah, no, I understand.
It's all comparative.
I understand.
It's relative.
We're not a third world country.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is,
and as bad as it is, by the way, bringing up your kids in a hotel, at least they have a roof over their heads.
That's not to take away from the fact that there are people in this country with children who are really, really struggling. I've got two jobs. You've got how many, did we say? Three or four? We don't understand the reality of it for people. So it's easy to sit here and judge the woman. But the point is, she was robbing Weetabix and baby milk. Nobody wants to go into a shop and shoplift Weetabix and baby milk. I'm sure she did not feel proud.
No, of course she
didn't. I'm sure she did not get some kind of adrenaline high from it. I'm sure it was
okay, it was out of necessity. So Anthony, yes. It was out of necessity.
It might very well have been out of necessity, but you also have to look at the aspect of somebody doing that simply because they don't care as well. They need it, and they're their own centre of their own universe, and they'll shoplift whatever they need. They'll steal whatever they need, and they don't give two fecks about anybody else. And whether it's baby food or whether it's a six-pack of beer, it doesn't really matter what the item is. That person got herself into that situation where it was required. And in this day and age, in this country in particular, where if you need money for something, if you need a roof over your head, if you need clothes for your child, whatever the case may be, it is generally provided by the government.
Exactly.
If
that's
you go
the point
to welfare office, in the social welfare office, if she went into a social welfare office and said, I can't buy baby formula for my child, she would be given a check on the spot.
Thank you.
No, I absolutely agree that there is.
Then what are we arguing about?
Because I'm arguing that there is a human side to this. Obviously, there's some context that has led her to have to do this.
No, are you not listening to what he's saying?
She didn't have to do it.
But for some reason, she doesn't have the money. We don't know the full details.
No, but would you listen to what Anthony's saying? If a mother goes up to the social welfare office and says, I have no money to pay for my kids for baby formula, she will be given it.
But she might have been short that day.
Oh. And
but she may have genuinely been short that day.
Look, all clarity. I used to work in a social welfare office and the welfare officer is there. You walk in and 15 minutes later, that person can be walking out with a cheque. Go to the post office, cash it, and there you go. Buy your baby formula. So saying that someone got themselves into that situation is bad enough. But then deciding to shoplift as well, where there are alternatives, legal alternatives.
So would you have any sympathy for, if you were in the shop and witnessed this, a mother shoplifting baby milk, snipping into her handbag, would you feel any kind of sympathy?
I would probably say, look, put the baby formula either back in the shelf and I'll help you out, or go over to the social welfare office and they'll give you a few quid for it.
Okay, so that's a nice way to do. Would you rat on her if she didn't?
Well, I'd try and reason with her first.
Mm. And if she didn't, if she said no?
It's 20 quid. I probably wouldn't, no.
Not even 20 quid. Stay there for a second, please, Anthony. Let me go to Saoirse. How are you, Saoirse? What do you want to say on this?
Hi. I myself have a child, and I just think that you'd do anything, make sure your child is fed and comfortable and everything.
Absolutely.
Like, the maintenance, like, you might not be getting maintenance. You don't know if there's a partner in the situation. Like, the bills and all have gone so expensive. Even the social welfare payment might not be enough, especially coming up to Christmas. Things are going up in price, and I just think the price of everything now is absolutely ridiculous. If I was that security man as well, I would have done the exact same. That's all I'm going to say, because some situations just aren't fair, and you don't know, you don't know her story. And the fact that people jump to these conclusions all the time, saying that she can do this, she can do this. Like, I was in the social welfare office there a few weeks ago, and I witnessed a woman being turned away money. So, like, you can't just always go into social welfare and beg them for money. Even St. Vincent de Paul don't always give out, like, checks and money in certain.
Okay, well, let me put that to Anthony. It's not as straightforward as you're saying, Anthony.
When the welfare of a child on baby formula is in question, a welfare officer is not going to say, sorry, not today, love. They're going to give you...
Well, they did last week, so that's complete bullshit.
For the exact same scenario, a woman presented to a social welfare officer and said, I have no food for my infant.
Yeah, because she didn't get her payment, so she asked them if she could have something in the meantime, and they, for electricity, and to pay her bills, to put some heating on in her house, and they turned around and said no.
I'm talking about for food, for sustenance for a child.
Yeah, but for anything. Like, they they're all in the same category.
It's actually not. The situation we're talking about...
Well, it is because you have to pay for everything, so they all are insane.
Hang on a second. There is a difference when we are talking about baby formula versus an electricity bill. Because, believe it or not, the electricity bill can wait a week. A child is not going to wait a week.
Well, they can't really if the company is coming after you. I worked in an electricity company before. Payment is late... They will keep coming after you until you pay that, okay?
If she has to pay her bill
for electricity and heating, she's not going to have enough money for food for her child. Therefore, she felt like that's what she had to do, so she's going to do it. And I would do the exact same, because you can't leave your child starving.
Absolutely, I completely agree with you. But guess what? Electricity companies don't cut people off. Electricity companies...
Well, they actually do.
Hang on a second. They still allow the power to go to the house, go to the apartment, wherever it's going. A child is not going to wait a week for food. There is a massive...
Well, they don't all the time. It was only during COVID that they couldn't cut people off. They can't cut people off now.
There's a massive difference between going to a welfare officer and saying, I need money for my electricity bill, and then going to another welfare officer and saying, I need money for baby formula. There is a world of difference.
She told him that she cannot put food on the table for her child, and they turned her away.
And there was they literally turned... So she said, I cannot feed my children, and was turned away from social welfare.
Yeah, she said, I cannot feed my children and I do not have electricity or heating for my child. And they turned her away.
So, Anthony, what do you say to that? What would you say to that woman?
I simply don't believe that.
But why would Saoirse lie?
I was there. There were so many people. There was about 30 people in that room that witnessed it.
So if that was true, Anthony, let's take Saoirse at her word, because she's no reason to lie here. Let's take her at her word. What do you say to the mother in that position who went in, begged for help, and was turned away?
But sorry, there could be more to this than meets the eye. Like, I'm just saying, maybe they've given the mother lots of money before. Maybe she's an addict or something like that. Could the woman be addicted to anything, Saoirse?
She didn't seem it, no.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know.
Well, maybe she could have been, but I don't know. But you still can't turn someone away if they say that to you, because you don't know their circumstances.
Okay, stay there for a second. Let me listen to this voice note from Brian.
Yeah, how you doing, lads? Sorry I can't come on the show today, I'm just a little bit busy, but I just want to say fair play to that security guard for letting that woman go. He'd done a very decent thing to her. She needed a few things for her kids, you know. It's nice to be nice. I'd have done the same thing myself if it was me.
Well, hang on, Brian. Yes, it is nice to be nice, but it wasn't his money. His job, he is employed by that shop to make sure that nobody takes stuff. And if everybody, if he was to turn a blind eye to everybody going into the shop and stealing things, sure, the shop would be out of business. So, yes, he did turn a blind eye, but what I'm saying is he didn't do the job that he was supposed to do. And he is there to protect the shop from people shoplifting. That is his job. Do you not see that as well, Saoirse, that his job is to protect the stuff that is in that shop from being stolen?
Yeah, it is, fair enough. But the fact that he knows that woman personally, he knows that she's struggling. If it was someone that I knew that lived in my estate and I spotted them shoplifting the shop, I wouldn't go up to them like, oh, she's robbing. I turn my eye, or else I would go over and offer to pay.
That is what I would do as well. I'd offer, I'd say, listen, I saw you there. Do you need a few bob? Do you need a bit of a hand? That's what I would do.
Yeah, like, and if you knew they were struggling.
Yeah, and if she said no, I'd just be like, right, fair enough.
I'm sorry, can I just
I'll
say on a separate note, as we record this podcast, there's two people after, because this is obviously after getting legs mm-hmm. on the post that he put up on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Can you not name the area or the shop that we're talking about here?
I'm please? After blocking three of them.
Yeah, three of them have had to be blocked. Stop naming. If you know the shop that we're talking about, will you stop naming it? Because we haven't heard their side of things yet. So please, just have a bit of cop on, okay? Eddie, we heard your opinion at the start. You've no sympathy for this woman.
No, and as somebody who works in the security industry, you're employed to look after that shop.
Exactly.
And to make sure that their assets are still in place. So by not doing your job and turning a blind eye, you might be doing the humanitarian thing, but you're now in a worse off place than that woman because you've lost your employment. You know,
over 13 quid.
I don't think anybody's going to say the employer was wrong to sack him.
And that employer has lost out on two lots of money. One, he's paying a fucking security guard that is as useless as a fucking chocolate fire guard. And two, the fucking products that have gone missing. And see the way he's saying, I know her from the area. By letting her take that stuff once, she's going to come back again and put the next guy's job at risk as well. You know, and that Anthony fella there, he makes a lot of valid points, but trying to say that if you go down to the relieving officer and give a sob story, he'll give you money is absolute bollocks. If 100 people in a row walk in and give us a sob story, that relieving officer has no way of knowing if they're telling the truth or not. He's not just going to hand out money willy-nilly to every single one of them. Jesus Christ, where do you get these people?
Okay,
from?
What about the argument that Saoirse is making on the other line where she's saying you will do anything when your children are hungry, you will do anything. And that was your point, Saoirse, wasn't it? You will do anything to feed them.
Yeah, exactly. And even people in the comments are saying that 3K Power cut you off straight away, which is true, because it's prepaid. So if you don't have enough money to put in, like, you will be cut off. So she obviously has to keep that topped up all the time if she is on that kind of supply. So therefore, she might have to put all her money into her bills and might not have enough money to spend on food for her children.
Michael on Facebook says, what about if you let her away but then she comes back to get more stuff then, Katie? Obviously, if it was becoming a regular occurrence, you'd have to say something. You'd have to. But if it's a once-off, somebody who's struggling and just really needs it this once, I don't see why anybody wouldn't just turn a blind eye and be like, look, I didn't see anything. Go on, go about your day.
That's
what we're talking about.
If she's struggling there, right, I guarantee it's not a once-off. I bet she's doing it all the time. If she's struggling that much, it isn't just a once-off. Because you don't just struggle one week and then you're all right the next. If you're struggling, it's a permanent struggle.
Some people
She's doing that all the time.
Sorry, what'd you say, Saoirse? People do struggle.
Some people do struggle one week and not another. Especially, like I said, at the start coming up to Christmas. Like, if she wants to try and get anything for her kids, she could be having to, like, spend some money on that, put money aside for that. So therefore, it is going to be more of a challenge around Christmas time for people. So I would turn my head. Honestly, I would.
And you would risk your own employment to help someone else?
Yeah, I really would.
Well, then more fool you.
That's the kind of person I am.
Yeah, well, then now you're going to end up in a worse position than her. And that guy now that got sacked, when he goes to try and get another job in the security industry and he asks for a reference, why did you let go? Well, I was employed to do a job and I turned a blind eye and let somebody rob. It's just ridiculous. He's not getting another job in the security industry.
Yeah, like, Saoirse, do you not get the reason why they employ security guards and they pay money to have a security guard on the door of these shops?
Yeah, I do. I understand. They do a great job. And I'm not saying they don't. But the fact that he knew her backstory, that he knew that she was struggling and he was like, okay, I'll let her slide this one. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. He might not. I'd say if he caught her doing it again, he probably would say something.
Everyone's saying on Facebook, once if it wasn't a once-off. Obviously, if this is a regular occurrence, this is is different. I'm assuming, I hope, that this woman is doing it as a once off and that it's, she's not having to do it every week.
If she knew that lad, she should have went to a different shop instead of putting his job at risk. It shows how much fucking respect she had for him. She knew that she knew him, and she probably had a good idea from knowing him around the area. Yeah, he'd probably let me away with it. She put his job at risk.
I don't know. I just think I would feel so bad for the woman. I just don't think I would have the heart. I don't think I'd have the heart to go up and be like, I saw you taking baby milk. You know,
well, look how it's worked out for him, Katie.
I know.
Yeah, he's lost the job.
Oh, look, he was hired to do a job. He didn't get it. He didn't do it. I totally get it from an employer's point of view.
If you 100%. Had this guy on the line and you asked him, what would you do in the same situation again? I guarantee he would have went over and said something to her, because it hasn't worked out well for him. Trying to be the nice guy has him in a worse situation now than she.
Okay, what about the argument that it was only probably 13 quids worth of goods?
Yeah, that's only 13 quid from her. But what about all the other 13 quids that are nicked throughout the day? And they all add up, and the price gets pushed up by the goods towards the consumer. That's a stupid argument. It's only 13 quid.
Message from, this is, stay there for a second, Eddie. Message for you, Saoirse, from Michael here. He says, Saoirse will be on the show in a couple of weeks. Now, and you can respond to this. We'll be on the show in a couple of weeks defending the Christmas thieves who robbed to order for Christmas.
Maybe I will.
No, it's not funny, Katie. That's not funny. I'd like to think you wouldn't.
No, obviously not. Like this woman is struggling. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's really, really struggling.
You can't compare buying toys to buying baby milk. You cannot compare the two. And I'm talking about as a once-off. If this woman was doing it, like, you know, rarely, once in a blue moon to get through the day, that's different. If she's going in every week, that's very different.
Lads, without you know, bad-mouthing the woman, okay, who's struggling, this isn't her first rodeo. Come on, let's be honest.
But how do you know that?
Ah, because it isn't. Here's Trevor. Hey, Trevor.
Yeah, it's just on social there. Shouldn't the social welfare start turning people away? I mean, come on. Wouldn't it motivate the scroungers, as Katie calls them, the flea bags, even though she's having an emotional response today to the topic? Shouldn't they actually be turned away? Maybe it'll motivate the fuckers to get a job. Can't tell you how many people I've interviewed and then they've walked away from the job just to stay in the social. Maybe if they did actually start telling people away, they would actually start getting jobs instead of robbing, risking a police charge and all that. Just an idea.
Opinions Matter. Opinions Matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
It's very rare that a topic would divide people literally down the middle. And today's topic...
It's not divided down the middle. I'm very much in the minority today with my emotions, as Trevor said. I don't think I'm emotional on the topic. I think it's human.
I know you're an emotional woman, but Amanda said it's 50-50.
It's not 50-50. I'm looking at the reaction coming in here. It's not. You're most people are agreeing with you. But look, that's fine. That's what the whole point of the show is. I just think, I don't know how anyone could look at a mother who's obviously struggling, taking baby milk, and not feel anything, not feel bad, regardless of the circumstances. Nobody wants to be in that position. I just would feel very sorry for someone, a woman or a mother or a father. Do you know what I mean? It's just terrible. It's terrible that in 2025 someone would have to steal baby milk.
But they don't have to, is the point.
But we don't know the circumstances. She obviously does have to. She obviously didn't. Now, if she, like I said, smoking, drinking, all of that, that changes things. If she's living hand to mouth, literally, and this was a way of getting through the day because she'd no other option for her baby, that's very, very, very sad.
Okay, let's go.
I'm just thinking of the poor baby in this.
Absolutely, but it is your job to provide for your children.
Yeah.
As a parent. Yes. You know.
But nobody knows what shit life's going to throw at you. Nobody knows, Jeremy. And I hope it always stays sunny for you. I'm going to pull an Adrian line. No, I'm going to pull an Adrian line and say, I hope it always stays sunny for you. You can say, oh, you know, there's no excuse.
Six holidays a year, Adrian. Sure, it's always sunny for him.
It is always sunny for him.
Literally.
But the point is that it's very easy for me or you to sit here and judge this woman when we have never been in the situation. Step back and take a look at it from the outside. Nobody knows the context. Nobody knows what's been going on. It's all well and good. We can call her a thief and a dirty this and a dirty that. But let's put it in context. It was baby milk. She was trying to feed her freaking baby.
And should have gone to St. Vincent de Paul. Angela, what do you want to say on this?
So just because I think I missed one or two things there. So did this happen just the once? Because the way I was reading it was he left her off a few times.
No, he said that it only happened once. I just want to read back over to make sure. Yeah, it was just this one incident.
just this one incident, and it was baby milk and
Weetabix.
Baby formula. So and Weetabix.
We calculated probably between 13 and 15 euros worth.
Yeah, so what was she spending the rest of her money on?
What, the rest of what money?
Her money that she gets, like.
Oh, what
she
I was...
She obviously gets money.
She would. She would get obviously loan parents allowance.
Yeah.
She would get children's allowance. Yeah.
She would get, you know, get a job. Work from home. There's plenty of jobs out there now that are working from home. I just, like, this guy, you know, I'm not even, like, through his stupidity, has lost his job because of her. Is that when Saoirse is still on the line, or is she gone?
Oh, she is there. There she is.
Saoirse, so you're willing to risk your... Have you kids?
I do, yeah.
Yeah, so you're willing to risk food in your baby's mouth for somebody else?
No, because he could have had another job.
No, hold on a second. It doesn't matter. You said that if you work security inside in a shop, you would turn a blind eye to somebody shoplifting.
Yeah, so and then I also said that I would also go over and offer to pay for it. Well, if she said no, then I'd turn my head.
It doesn't matter. Yeah, that's an also. You've actually said that you'd put your family's money, food at risk because someone is committing a crime.
Well, I also just said again that I would go over and offer to pay, so therefore I wouldn't be putting myself at risk unless she turned around and said no.
Well, if she said no, what would you do?
Then I'd turn my head.
You'd let her off and you get the sack.
Yeah, like you said, there's loads of jobs out there. I could easily get another one.
Oh my God.
Okay, but with the loads of jobs out there...
Stop coming on here. The way I see it is, you're coming on here going, oh, I'd be so good now. I've a big heart of gold. I think it's so...
No, because
else.
Any good oh, parent yeah, would no. do anything to put food into no, their baby's mouth.
Yeah, so you're meant to be a good parent. So you're
yeah, so therefore I would help another baby. One and I would hold also on. Look no, for another job.
Me, please, please don't interrupt me. You're meant to be a good parent. You're meant to be getting you're in a job so that you can provide for your kids. And you put that at risk for somebody else? How?
But you don't know if I have two or three jobs.
Well, if you
so therefore I would
jobs,
still have money.
If you've two or three jobs, it's for a reason. So if you lose
yes,
one of
but,
them,
but you don't know if he was working. You don't know how many hours he was working. Like he could be getting like that might not be
matter.
Making a difference.
It does.
It literally does.
He has lost his job for his family, or even for himself. For turning a blind eye to a thief. How would you feel? Okay, how would you feel if that was your shop?
And
if
you my security worker.
Would you turn around to that security guard and go, ah, listen, no, you're crap. Don't worry about it. It's crap.
I would let them all go. One time. I was like, if it happens again, then you will be sacked. But there's what like, I said at the start.
Are you telling me that only one person has ever robbed in that shop?
Well, I'm just
only
saying. Like he said that he witnessed her robbing, yeah?
Yeah.
And they've only seen it. They've seen it once, right? And I would tell them that if I seen it happening again, then you would be gone. But I wouldn't sack them straight away. Like,
you're
if
not
he's
doing
not,
their job.
No, a woman isn't robbing 500 euro worth of stuff. She's literally getting two
matter.
Items.
Tell that to the shop owner.
But now what kind
tell
of person you are anyway.
Owner, tell that to the shop owner who is having to pay bills, having to pay tax, having to pay... employees
I can't believe
I
can't believe the amount of people who are judging Saoirse for her opinion and this woman for taking a bit of milk. Nobody's saying stealing is right. Nobody's saying everybody should go out and steal. Stealing is wrong, absolutely 100%.
But
if it's a once off and this mother is genuinely that hard up and has to feed her baby, what do you do? If you have exhausted all other avenues, of course.
But it's not the security guard's job to decide whether or not that woman needs...
Exactly, so turn away. Turn your head and look. If it's a regular thing, absolutely. If
okay,
she's taken...
You just turned
that's
around.
That's what I'm saying. If it is regular,
that, you just turned
say
around and said that stealing is wrong.
Yes.
Okay? Stealing is wrong.
But babies being hungry is wronger. Is
you
if
put
that's a word.
After
yes.
That. So that's making yes. an excuse for someone.
I am excusing in this instance.
In,
yeah. Yeah. I'm excusing it in this
you
instance.
You can't make an excuse for breaking the law. Like, Katie, if that was you. And
Angela,
was
we have
job.
All broken the law.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have broken the law.
Oh, I've
broken the law, but I haven't gotten caught.
But that doesn't matter. The point is morally, you are exactly the same. You broke the... How can you sit here and judge someone for breaking the law when you literally broke the law yourself? What did you do? How did you break the law?
I went 10 kilometres over the speed limit.
That's you're breaking the law. Well, people... Here, listen, Angela, speed kills. Shoplifting doesn't kill.
No, but in fairness, yeah, I think Saoirse is getting an awful hard time here.
But no, hang on.
Oh, sorry, go on.
I wasn't finished. Come on. Speed kills, Angela. Why would you go 10 kilometres?
We're not talking about speed.
No, hang on. Angela's on her high horse here, all high and mighty. Speed kills, yeah. Angela. Why would you speed? That is so
because
wrong.
I was overtaking a truck that was driving dangerously.
You broken every rule of the road.
No, I have.
You have broken
it. But I'm not sitting here high and mighty pretending to be, you know, holier than thou.
But I haven't gone out and stolen things from a shop.
You overtook and sped past an already dangerous driving truck, bringing to double.
Okay, Angela, a lot of people are angry with you because something you said there a few minutes ago. Why can't, and I don't know if you picked up on it as well, Saoirse, why can't that woman get a job? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Now, I'm not saying this. I'm just reading out a message for you about Angela calling you. See you next Tuesday. How can a single mother with three children get a job?
Work from home.
I agree that people should work and earn their living 100%, but I don't think it's as easy as saying.
There are plenty of, I know a person out there now, it's actually my best friend's daughter, and she's anxiety, she's all that kind of thing. So she's actually working from home.
No, look, I know. Actually, do you know what? To be fair, I'll take the point. I believe that everybody should work for what they earn, what they have. I believe 100%. I hate lazy shots.
But if you're a single parent of three kids, I don't know how that would happen.
That's the whole thing. It's not always... It's so easy, in theory, to say everybody should have a job and everything else and nobody should be parasitic rats. But unfortunately, the leeches of society do exist.
Of course I know that. I know that they can't. But if you are having to steal from somebody, because it's not stealing from a shop, you're stealing from somebody who owns that shop, and you have to do that, then you're going to have to come up with something to earn more money. Like, if that was your shop, Katie, would you turn around to that security and guard go, listen, don't worry about it, it's grand, yeah.
Absolutely not. From an employer's point of view, I totally get it. You're hired to do a job, you didn't do the job. From the point of view of the employee, if I am being honest, because I don't lie, I am very straight out, I would turn the other cheek. I would say nothing and pretend I saw
nothing. So you're the worst security guard ever.
See no evil.
Okay.
No, if it was cigarettes and alcohol, absolutely. I'd be like, yeah, here.
Why?
Come on.
Why because, are you
because a
different?
Because you don't
You're
need. No, you don't need cigarettes and alcohol. A baby needs to eat. I'm thinking of the child here, not the mother. I'm thinking of the poor child.
Well, you see, what I'm thinking about here is what she has spent her money on.
In other words, why could she not afford it?
I am curious about that. I am curious. And someone said earlier on, is she smoking? Absolutely, that's a fair question. I would love to know that myself. I don't know. I'm going to assume that she's not. I'm going to assume because I like to think the rest of people that she's not.
Okay, don't go away.
Opinions matter.
Opinions matter.
With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Now, John, what did Angela say to annoy you?
Angela seems to be in an ivory tower like yourself, Jeremy. You know that the grass is green. And you see, listen, here's the thing. Fair play to you. You're doing a great job with all your money. And that's good for you. And I always said that, Jeremy, that this is good for you, you know.
Why are you saying like that? I don't have loads of money. Why are you saying...
Well, Jeremy, you live in a...
No, hold on. Yes.
No,
the fact of the matter is, Jeremy, I want to break this down for you.
I'm not going to have you paint a picture that I'm loaded or anything, because I'm far from it.
Well, you're not struggling anyway, as you said yourself.
I'm
not
struggling.
You've never had to do what this girl has done. You know quite well, I done what I done there back in the pandemic times. We went out with a trolley full of shop and now done stores. See, the fact of the matter is, you will never know until you're on that and you're left with that situation, Angela, as well, that you got to do what the fuck you got to do. If I had to rob a fucking bank, I would have robbed a bank. And that's just as simple as that, guys. But I want to break this down for you now. I'm in a great position myself, you see, now that I don't, thank God that I'm not on the breadline anymore, that I don't have to fucking worry about this shit. But I know there's people out there and friends of mine that are out there. See, the measly bastard 250 quid that people get. You see, the governments are putting the social welfare up every year, okay, in the budget, that extra tenner. But they take it a fucking way very, hold on, they take it away very fucking fast with the inflation and everything else, with the likes of gas bills, ESB bills, petrol bills, and everything fucking else. Now, let's say here, look, obviously this girl hasn't got a fucking car because she's going in robbing baby food. But the fact of the matter is, guys, the minute they put that money up, they're taking it away straight away. We already know. I blow 200 euros a week on shopping, okay? This girl gets 250 quid a week. Now, what's she fucking left with? What is she left with? Even if she's doing her shopping, she's doing her gas bill or ESB bill, she's to get everything else in for the week, whether it be something for the kids or whatever it is.
Yeah,
she has 250.
Yeah, but she's probably on HAP. She's not having to pay a mortgage. So people have to pay 2.5
I don't give a fuck what she's on. What I'm saying is that she's on the basic wage of up to 250 a week. I heard Anthony open up the show where you're on, shiting at him, that you can go to the social welfare and get a check over the counter. Can you fuck? Now, another thing as well, guys, I want to address, people throwing it out there about the St. Vincent de Paul. They will help you once and they'll leave you be for 3 weeks then. You'll only get once a month. I know this. I know all about this because I've got this person help and they only help you once a month. You cannot go down to the social welfare every week and tell them that you haven't got enough money for your food, you haven't got enough money for your heating or your gas. So who the fuck thinks that these people are living beyond their means? You know, you can only get something out of, you can only get so much out of 250 quid. At the end of the day.
Okay, Angela, over to you.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah. Hurry up. I'm waiting for Angela because I'm not being fucking listened to you long enough.
You know what? You know what the matter of fact is? The matter of fact is all teams stick together.
Oh, do I? Yeah, okay. You see, the fact of the matter is, Angela, I really don't give a fuck about your opinion. Because the fact of the matter is, I done what I had to do, what that girl had to do. What that girl had to do, I done as well.
Yeah.
I done the same thing, okay?
Are you finished?
Am I finished? I would get a job from home. You're fucking serious. Are you? Go on, Andre.
Can I speak now?
You can. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, John, you're saying you work now, so you have employees, do you?
I do, yes.
I think I heard you say that before.
Yes.
Yeah. So, if they started robbing from you, would you turn a blind eye to it?
You see, the fact of the matter is, Angela, I am going to go research
it
on this. Look, the fact of the matter is, I turn a blind eye to certain things, and if I could, I would help people. Hold on, Angela. There's a difference between me and you. Don't try to put me on the same
thing.
I would have a chat with them, Angela. Okay, I would have a chat with them, Angela, and I would ask them what the fuck they're at. And then I'd say, listen, why are you doing it? I'd love to know why they're doing it, the extent of why they're doing it. And if they told me that they have problems, they have this, that, you know, if I can help them, Angela, I would. But here's the thing.
Oh, I'm sure you would, John.
The fact of the matter is, Angela, you know, I've been there. I know what it's like. I do know what it's like, Angela. And anybody. No, you fucking don't. No, you don't. Because you came on here preaching to everybody that you should do this and should do that.
Excuse me?
You know, that's what you're fucking doing.
You don't know my life.
Well, hang on, Angela.
Exactly.
You're not in the dire straits that this mother is in, I would assume.
I was.
Yeah, but you're not now.
I was.
No, but you're not. You get your
holiday.
No, but you get your. And by the way, I'm not begrudging you. You get your holidays every year now, and I'm sure you're driving a nice car.
Yeah, now.
Yeah.
I do now because I work hard for it. But there is a time when I was let go from work, and I wasn't working for 2 years. And I can tell you, it was damn hard.
And you didn't need to shoplift food. That's what you're going to say.
But I didn't go and shoplift food. I didn't.
But you also didn't have kids to feed, Angela. Let's be real.
I didn't have kids to feed. No, yeah. I didn't have kids to feed. Mm-hmm. But you know what? I still struggled. Is John still there?
John is still there, yeah.
Yeah, John coming on here like he's all high and mighty.
I think the opposite, Angela. I think the opposite's true. I think you're coming on high and mighty. I don't think John is.
Exactly. Thank you.
The fact of the matter is, I've been there as well. No, I didn't have to feed kids, but I didn't go and fill a feckin' shopping trolley full of...
No, but Angela, with the greatest respect, and this is where I'll agree with John and Katie, it's completely different when it's just you that you have to feed for. When you have three kids, it's completely different.
I was married at the time, and the two of us weren't working.
Okay, but it's still not the same as having children.
It's not the same when you have to provide for
Angela,
your children.
Not the Angela.
Same as when you have kids. John, I'm speaking, so don't say my name, please.
Do you not understand, though, where we're coming from here? You see, at the end of the day, Angela, if you only have to worry about yourself, here's the thing, Angela, I just want to say this, and I'm not slagging you by no means. If I only have to look after myself, I have friends and family to do that, and they'd help me out. They would, of course they would. But when you have a fucking whole family to feed and a house to run, here's the fact of the matter. I said it to you already, and I'm going to say it again. You will do fucking anything possible that you to make that work. And I've done it. And I'm not ashamed of it, Angela. I'm not ashamed of it, and I never will be.
John, you say you stole, did you?
No, he said this before, yes. I didn't hear this before.
So what did you do?
During COVID, he took a trolley out of Tesco's or Dunnes. Was it Dunnes?
Yeah, Dunnes. I took a trolley for the shopping.
No, I've never stolen anything in my life. Never.
Everything's all food. All food. And I'll tell you why, Casey, because my COVID payments didn't come through, like everybody fucking else's at that time, because there was such a backlog. And we were told the same, oh, go to the Vince LePaul, go to this, got in touch with the Vince LePaul. Today weren't coming out because of COVID. So I went in and I done what any other person would have done. Well, I would like to think. And I went in. Everybody was in a kind of a panic station at that time. And I seen an opportunity. I felt it. I haven't got a poxy penny in my pocket. And I felt the trolley and I went out the other exit. And that's it.
And by the way, when he was
on, I never knew that.
Do you not listen to the podcast?
No, I listen to, I like to hear educated people. I'm only joking. I'm only messing. Nobody did say that. In the trolley, was there alcohol and
stuff? We've had this conversation already.
It was essentials.
All right. Okay.
And by the way, when he was on talking about that, this is about a year and a half ago. Mm-hmm. The fact of the matter is, the majority of people actually agreed with what he did to feed his kids. Here is Winnie. Hiya, Winnie.
Well, lads, I was listening into your show, dear, to be honest with you. God help that poor woman, whoever she was, that she couldn't buy the vaccine Weedabix and the milk for her old child. I don't know why Angela is there with her mouthpiece and about that the woman didn't do right. I wouldn't like to go and ask her for something anyway, to be honest with you. See, she's making a divine show of herself there and making a god about it. So the security guard done nothing wrong, to be honest with you. And he must be a hard up bastard, the manager of the shop, when he sacked her over some that wouldn't even come to €3. It's a total, they should be ashamed of herself, to be honest with you. God help her, she wasn't known for herself, she was only for a poor old child. But when Angela's talking here, see, Angela wouldn't care if her child dropped dead by hunger. She wasn't going to help her anyway.
Thank you very much, Winnie. Always great to get your opinion on this podcast. And I think, because Carl says he is going to take it to the WRC, I don't think he has a case.
No, I don't think so.
It all depends, Carl, and I know you're listening. It all depends on what your terms of employment were, whether or not they...
Well, the terms of employment were probably secure the shop.
What I'm saying is they have to give you, another way, our terms of employment in different companies where you have to get a written...
How come you never gave me a contract?
Because I
want a contract.
Oh, for here?
Yeah.
Oh, no, because
I'm just that good. I don't need one. Okay.
No, it's because we're just waiting for someone to replace him. Okay. When that happens, you'll be gone. Anyway,
4 years.
This story is not going away, and it will come back, and we will keep in contact with Carl and find out what the situation is. I'd love to get that woman on. If you know that woman, because I know a lot of you know the area we're talking about, if you know that woman, tell her to get in contact with us.
Do you think she's going to come on and put herself forward to be judged by you and by Angela and by anybody else? Do you think that woman's going to put herself out there to be torn apart? If she's any brains, she won't. And I'll say that.
Okay, so I guess we won't be talking to that woman then, thanks to her, Katie.
But I'm not going
to
put her on to be torn apart by the likes of you and your ivory tower.
Okay, anyway, I'm off to my ivory tower to spend the rest of the day. Thank you for listening to this edition of Opinions Matter.